Amtrak says ridership on its Hiawatha service went up 5% during the recently concluded federal fiscal year to a new record of nearly 820,000. Amtrak spokesman Mark Maglieri says the ridership number comes as congressional budget cutters are again threatening a funding partnership for Hiawatha.
Some of the plans in Washington say that there'll be no Amtrak share of that. All that cost would go directly to Wisconsin and Illinois, and those two states aren't prepared to step up with very little notice and absorb all the costs.
Maglieri spoke while standing inside a 3-train car exhibit that will be open to the public this weekend at the Milwaukee train station. The exhibit features old conductor uniforms, seats, television ads, and other memorabilia from Amtrak's 40 years of service. During those decades, Amtrak has cut many long-distance trains, had some derailments, and other problems. But Maglieri says the service still carried 30 million riders this past fiscal year.
The better the network is with overnight trains and the deeper the network is with corridor trains, the more the whole network is in much better shape carrying ridership.
Maglieri says Amtrak covers 80% of its operating costs with fares and other revenue it generates.
Just lean back, cause you'll get to go from downtown right to downtown when you go Amtrak.
Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.